Kof Ches Kislev, Wednesday the 28th of December, fourth day of Chanukah, Rabbi Elisha Koppel, Birchas Haroah.
Shreya from Chanukah, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Omar Abchir Ba'ashi Omar Rav. Abchir Ba'ashi said in the name of Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorich Levorich. The person who lights the licht, the neiris of Chanukah, he has to make a bracha. V'Rav Yirmi Omar Horoye Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorich Levorich. Rav Yirmi said the person who sees the neiris of Chanukah, he must make a bracha. Omer Rav Yehuda said, Yoim Rishoin, the first day of Chanukah, Horoye Mevorech Shnayim, the person who sees the candles, the lights, the neiros of Chanukah, he makes two brachas, Umadlik Mevorech Shloisha. But the person who does a hadlaka, he lights the neiros of Chanukah, he makes three brachas. Mikan ve'elech, from then on, from the first day on, madlik mevorech shtayim, the person who lights, makes two brachas, v'roye mevorech achas. And the one who's a roye makes one bracha. So we have over here, the Gemara tells us, that on the first day of Chanukah, someone who's madlik makes three brachas. The brachas are lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, she'osa nisim, and shachiyonu. Whilst someone who is not madlik, but is a roya near Chanukah, yeah. So he makes two brachas. He makes a bracha she'osa nisim lavoiseinu bayomim ohim bazman hazeh, and shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Those are the brachas that a roya makes. So Rashi tells us, which roya are we talking about? So Rashi tells us, ho'over b'shuk v'roya be'echod achatzeir is doilik. He's going on the street and he sees in a courtyard or by someone's house, he sees Neir's Chanukah Doilek. He says, Umotsosi b'shem Abenu Yitzchok ben Yehuda sha'oma m'shem Abenu Yainkev. The loyhuzke ka bracha zu, this bracha is not needed, elo l'mish loyhidlik bebeisoy hadayin. For somebody who has, as of yet, not lit the menorah at home. Oy l'yoyshev v'svina. Rashi brings that the criteria of making a Birchas Haroya is only applicable to somebody who has as of yet not lit the menorah at home or somebody who is on a boat. Now, a Yoshev Vesvino is an example for somebody who is not going to be able to light, who doesn't have a place to light, he's on a boat, he doesn't have a bayis, he doesn't have a chotzer, and Mamela, there's no adlaka, he will not be lighting the menorah. And Mamela, someone who's not going to be lighting the menorah, he needs to make a bracha, a bircha saroya. Sorry?
When you see it on the sea.
No, he means when he's passing by a town and he sees menorah. Yeah, of course he has to see it, he has to be a roya. But Rashi adds, before Rashi doesn't say the bracha is only for Yoshev Vesvina, Rashi adds very crucial words. The adayin is very critical. Rashi is mashma that somebody who lights at Tzeisak Echovim, he davens Mayrev, and he goes home, and on the way home he sees his neighbor which lights by Shkia. He lights by Shkia like the Goin. He lights by Shkia Zachama straight away, it's already lit 45 minutes. And he sees his menorah, then he needs to make a bracha, a bircha saraya, she'osa nisim lavoiseinu bayomim ohim bazman hazeh, and she'cheyonu, if you'll be the first night, she'cheyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. That's what he needs to do, because Rashi tells us that this bracha is loyhuzke ke bracha zu. This bracha was not needed, ela lemishaloy hidlik bebeisoy adayin oy leyoshev besvina. Someone who has as of yet litten, which is mashma, he's going to light, He has all intention to light. But afal pikin, he has as of yet not lit in the menorah. He has to make the brachas of roya. No, so that is clear that if he makes the bracha, the Ozeruah speaks that very clearly, if he makes the bracha as a roya, then he does not, when he lights the menorah later, he only makes one bracha, lahad liknei shel Chanukah. The same, that same shaila would be, what happens if someone, the first night of Chanukah was on a sfina, and he made the bracha of roya, and he made the shecheyonovah, he made she'asa nisim, and he made the shecheyonovah kimonovah vigyonovah, then the next night when he gets to the town and he gets home and he lights menorah, he does not make a shecheyono anymore. Because he's already made shecheyono on the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. But that's what Rashi is mashma. The Rashba discusses a different shayla. What's the halacha we know if someone's away from home and his wife is lighting for him the menorah at home? It's Ishtei Madlekes Olav Bebezoi, with the halacha of Ishtei Kegufoi, she's lighting the menorah for him at home. What's the halacha? He's in a different town, he's not lighting, because he's soimach that his wife is lighting for him. Does he make a bircha saroya? Does he make a bracha when he sees Neiris Chanukah? Does this fellow make a bracha? So the Rashba says for a dova pashat that since he's yotze the mitzvah through his wife's hadlaka, he's yotze the mitzvah, he cannot make a bracha for seeing the Neiris Chanukah. And the Rashba adds, because there is no such thing as making a bracha when you were already yotze the mitzvah. I was yotze the mitzvah of hadlakas Neiris. I was yotze with my wife lighting. That's how I was yotze. Therefore, I can't just make a bracha. I can't just make a bracha. Zakter Ashba loy motzinu, somebody who was yotze a mitzvah and he's still mevorich afterwards. That's what the Ashba says, and the Ashba brings that there are others which argue, but he says ein la malmashe ismoichu. There's no smach for what they're saying. The Ashba disagrees that there's no such tzad that they should make a bracha, a bircha saroya, when their wife has lit for them the menorah at home and they were yotze. That's the Daas Rashba. Now in Rashi, if we want to go to this shaila, in Rashi we don't see anything relating to this shaila, because Rashi, all Rashi says is that you make a bracha, a bircha saroya, prior to being yotze the mitzvah, even if you have all intention to be yotze later on. Rashi tells us you're going home and you see your friend's menorah, you have to make a bracha of bircha saroya. But once you lit the menorah, or once your wife lit for you, and you were yotze the mitzvah, it could very well be that Rashi is maskim to the Rashba that you cannot make a bracha if you already yotze the mitzvah. It's two separate issues, l'chayyeh.
But what about if you're in a different time zone and wait a minute?
No, so that the poskim all say that you can assume. In a normal circumstance, you're in the same time zone, and the you can assume that she lit because Chazaka Shliach Oseh Shlichusay, and she has a mitzvah to light menorah, and Memela, you're allowed to assume that she lit.
And if you're in a different time zone, like...
That's a different sukkah. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, in Perek Gimel von Hilchas Chanukah Alocha Dalet, the Rambam says as follows. He starts off, Kol shechayiv b'kriyas ha-megillah chayiv b'adlokas ner Chanukah. Whoever's mechuyiv in Mikra Megillah, he is obligated in Neiris Chanukah. V'amadlik oisa, the one who lights it, b'alaylo ha-ishoin mevoich sholosh brochois. Ve'elu hein, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha-olam asher kidshonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha-olam she'asa nisim la'avoseinu b'yomim ahim b'zman hazeh. And the third bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha-olam she'chiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu la'zman hazeh. Those are the brachas of Madlik. Zog the Rambam, V'chol horoya oisa, V'loi birech, and he has not yet made the bracha, Mevorech shtayim. He has to make two brachas. Sha'ozo nisim lavoiseinu v'shecheyonu. So the Rambam tells us, the Magid Mishnah is medayik already, the Rambam adds, doesn't say, like the Lashon HaGemara. The Rambam should have said, horoya oisa, like he said a madlik, he should say, horoya oisa mevorech shtayim. The Rambam says, v'chol horoya oisa. Everyone who sees it needs to make a bracha, two brachas, on the first night. The Magid Mishnah says he's coming to argue on what the Rashba tells us, that even the Rambam's coming to tell us, even if his wife lit the menorah at home, she lit the menorah at home, afal pi kein, he needs to make two brachas of Birchas Haroya. Even though his wife was madlik for him in the Ba'is, afal pi kein, zog the Rambam, v'chol Haroya oisa, v'loi birech, mevorech shtayim. You have to make two brachas. The Rambam also is mashma, that he agrees with Rashi. Because he says, v'chol horoya oisa, and then he adds, v'loi birech. He has not made the bracha. He has to make two brachas. It's mashma, that even before you've lit, but you've seen it, but you also have to make two brachas. The Rambam finishes. It's not negir this topic, but it's a ha'or on the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ubeshar ha'leilos all other nights hamadlik mevorich shtayim v'horoyim mevorich achas." So the Rambam she'ein mevorichim shecheyonu ele v'leilo harishin. We only make shecheyonu on the first night. Now, it's a ha'or on the Rambam. Why the Rambam feels it necessary that in Hilchos Chanukah he has to tell us that we only make Shecheyonu the first night. What's Nitoisef here in Chanukah and Sukkot? He doesn't tell us that we only make the Shecheyonu on Sukkot on the first night. On the Shecheyonu on Sukkah, on Leish Shabbat Sukkah, and we make a Shecheyonu on the Sukkah, then we only make it the first night. And all other nights we don't have to make a Shecheyonu. Here in the Rambam field, when it comes to Chanukah, he tells us a statement that you know why we don't make Shecheyonu on all other nights? She'ein mevorchim shecheyonu ele b'laylo harishon. We only make shecheyonu the first night. So far, we have, just to summarize, we have three nakudas in Birchas Haroya. We have Rashi. Rashi is mashma that you're mechuyev to make the brachas of Sha'osa Nisim and shecheyonu, even if you have full intention to light the menorah. But as long as you've seen the menorah prior, you've seen someone else's hadlaka prior to you lighting your own menorah, then you're mechuyev to make the brachas of roya. And then when you get home, all you do is make a bracha of lahadlik neshul Chanukah. We have the Rashba, which tells us the opposite extreme, that even if your wife is being madlik for you bebeisoy, that means since you're being yoitzah the mitzvah, zok the Rashba, even if you didn't light where you are and you don't have any intention to light, and you're not and you do see a menorah, you still cannot make a birchas haroya, because the Rashba tells us loy motzino, that someone who was yoitzah the mitzvah, he was mekayim the mitzvah of hadlaka, he shall make a bracha when he's roya ner Chanukah. And we have the Rambam, which argues on the Rashba as well, and the Rambam says mefurish that even if your wife is madlik bebeisoy, he says v'chol horoya, everyone who sees, which is coming to include even if your wife is being madlik at home and you're yoitzah the mitzvah afal pikein, you have to make a bracha of birchas horoya. So the shaila is, what's the pshat in the Rambam? So the Emek Bracha says a very famous vart. He says that we can try understanding what's this bracha of Sha'osa Nisim Lavoiseinu Bayomim Mohem Bazman Hazeh. What is that bracha? A bracha which is a bracha that we're saying on lighting the menorah. It's related to the menorah. Or Dilma, he has another tzad. Maybe the bracha of Sha'osa Nisim is a birchas hashvach. It's a birchas oido. We're thanking Hashem for the nisim. We're thanking Hashem for the nisim He made us with the mochama, with the shaman, all the nizim that happened over them. And the time when they were masak and you should make it is when you light the menorah. But the bracha isn't a bracha that is said on the menorah specifically. It's a bracha that we're saying to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim that he made for us to Chanukah. So he wants to say, as the pshat in Birchas Aroya, in the Rambam, is that even though you are yoytze the mitzvah, you are yoytze the mitzvah of hadlaka, so any bracha that relates to the hadlaka, you cannot make. That's the Rashba's taina. Once you are yoytze hadlaka, you cannot make a bracha that relates to hadlaka. But zok the emek bracha, but there's another bracha of she'osa nisim, which is not related be'etzem to the hadlokas ner Chanukah. It's a bracha to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim. And Memele, he says, like the Gemara brachas tells us, if someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made someone a nes, and he goes past that place where he made the nes, he says, Baruch she'osa li nes b'mokim hazeh. He makes a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me a nes. So he said, Chazal wa mesaken, that for all generations, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make for us specifically the neis, or Bibaldi he made for Klal Yisrael a neis, from Chanukah, Mamela, whenever we see the neis, and we see the neis when we see the menorah, Zok Te'emek Bracha, so we make a bracha on the neis, Baruch Ata Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'ilam, She'osa Nisim Lafiseinu, Bayomim Ohim Bazman Hazeh. It's a Birchas HaShvach. Therefore, Zok Deimek Brocha, that's the pshat in the Rambam, that even though your wife lit at home, and so you were yoytze the mitzvah of Adloka, that's very good for the mitzvah of Adloka, but what about the mitzvah of, you have to say a brocha, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your chiv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say, she'osa nisim la'viseinu bayomim ha'em, you didn't do. And that's not something you can be yoytze. Birchas HaShvach you have to say, or maybe Shemei Ka'ina, but because you are yoytze the mitzvah of Adloka, of lighting the menorah, that doesn't patter you from making a bracha, and therefore, since it doesn't patter you from making a bracha, she'osa nisim la'viseinu, memele you're mechuyev to make the bracha. While the Rashba, Zok Da'emek Bracha, he argues and he says, she'osa nisim la'viseinu is a bracha said on Adlokas menorah. It's not a birchas hashvach, it's not a bracha to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, if your wife lit for you at home, you cannot make a bracha. The Shaila is, and I have difficulty understanding this word from the Emek Bracha. The Shaila is, the Gemara tells us that you can make a bracha of Shechayonu. You can make a bracha of Shechayonu. Now you can't make a bracha of Shechayonu, l'chorea, if you're not yoytze the mitzvah. So now, Mimon of Shech, let's take a case on the Zman of Chanukah. The Shechayonu wasn't Masukan on the Zman of Chanukah, it's a Shechayonu on the Hadlokas Neiris. On? But it's a bracha on the Zman, so you can make it without. You can better make it without Neiris then. But the Shechayonu it's what? She'osa Nisim is a bracha. She'osa Nisim, you can say, is a Birchas HaShvach. Shosanism, you can say, is a birchas hashvach. Shechayonu is a brocha, which is a shechayonu, like you say on the tilas lulav. It's a shechayonu on the mitzvah.
They've come to this point.
Yeah, but we don't say
shechayonu.
Yeah, kiddush avada is on the zman. Is man. No, but here. But then you should be able to say it any time. But Neir Chanukah. You can only say it on the Neiris. It's a Shaila, you can say it, you say it with Hadlaka, or you say it with Roya, when you see the Neir Chanukah. Or you can't make a Shechayonu stam, today's Chanukah Zogich Shechayonu. On every Yom Tov, Be'etzem you can say the Shechayonu on Kiddush, on Yom Kippur Mezoktas on Kiddush. It's because the Shechayonu is in the Zman, what Mesakin given as Mezoktas of Kiddush. But on Chanukah, the Shechayonu L'chayr is the Shechayonu on the mitzvah of Abonon for Hadlokas Neir Chanukah. And being a Shechayonu on Neir Chanukah, then how can a Roya make the bracha of Shechayonu? How can somebody who sees Neir Chanukah, he hasn't done anything, he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah, how can he make a Shechayonu? But Yosef, the choice was in Sukkah, that Memvov Omid Aleph, Tosfos in Sukkah asks a question. Apella from Ashaila, what Tosis asks, but it says something in Tosis Ashaila. Tosis says like this: Hayoyenesh Chanukah Tzorich Levoich. So Tosis v'Sukkah Memvov b'Shar Mitzvos k'Goyin Alulav v'Sukkah loitkinu Levoich l'Roya. By a mitzvah of Sukkah, they made no takona that a Roya shall make a bracha. Or lulav. Elo gabi ner Chanukah. And Tosfos gives three reasons why ner Chanukah they were masakan a bracha for roya. Either Tosfos says mishum chavivus hanes, that the chavivus hanes they were masakan that even a roya can make a bracha. Or Tosfos says there are people that don't have houses, and people that don't have houses they can't light menorah, and mameila they were masakan you can make with a roya. Tosfos isn't so happy with the second reason he gives, because Tosfos says that there should be sakan that a roya mezuzah should make a bracha, because there are also people which don't have houses. Azizok Tosfos. And then Tosfos says the third teretz, as va'oid yesh lefarish, dein shayich lesakin l'roya bracha she'eno oise mevarech. Tosfos says a roya cannot be make a bracha that the one who's doing the mitzvah is not making. So by Chanukah, the one who's doing the mitzvah is being madlik, so he makes a sha'os anisim, is the man you can say that the bracha of sha'os anisim a roya can also make. By all other mitzvahs, by lulav, by sukkah, you make one bracha, leishim bazukkah. What bracha do you want the roya to make? And that's why, with all the terutzim of Tosfos, Tosfos kashas apella. What bracha does Tosfos want? If you see someone sitting in the sukkah, frak Tosfos on the machana bracha. What bracha? What bracha does Tosfos want you should make? So you see someone shaking lulav, you should make a bracha. What bracha should you make? Which bracha? Tosfos has three terutzim. The last terutz, Tosfos Taka says that you can't make a bracha that he's not making. And Mamele, if he's not making a bracha, then you shouldn't make. Does Tosfos want you should make sha'os anisim? By sukkah, what bracha does Tosfos want a roya should make? But one thing is clear in Tosfos, and it's very clear, that if Tosfos understood that the bracha of Sha'os HaNisim was a birchas ha-shvach, like the imek bracha, then Tosfos' whole kasha doesn't start. Tosfos' kasha doesn't start. The chiyuv on Chanukah to make a birchas ha-shvach, it's nothing to do with the roya. It's nothing to do with the roya. You have to see the nais. You have to see the nais. That's where you see the nais. That's when you saw the mokum shenasal linais. Where did you see the mokum shenasal linais? Zok de emek rocha. You see it by seeing the neis Chanukah. That's how you see the neis from the shemen, the neis of the muhammad. That's how you see it. But it's a chiyuv bracha. They were masakan by Chanukah. A chiyuv bracha to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim. So what do you want? By sukkah you should make a bracha. It's non related. Right, but the Tosfos asks why. The Tosfos is bothered, why is it different than Sukkah? It's fundamentally different, because it's a birchas ha-shvach, it's nothing to do with the birchas ha-mitzvahs. Tosfos is mevur, and the Magen Avraham speaks this out, that Tosfos understands very clearly that the bracha that a roya makes is a fundamentally related to the mitzvah of hadlaka. And Mamela, somehow, Tosfos understood, therefore, that the same way that by Chanukah, a roya can make a bracha, then by Sukkah, I don't know why, but Tosfos understands that by Sukkah, Tosfos is bothered, there should also be a concept that with roya, we're seeing the Sukkah, we're seeing a yeshiva Sukkah, then you show the chutz of the Sukkah somehow, and Mamela, there should also be some type of bracha for a roya. That's what Tosfos is mevur. In Shulchan Aruch, that's why Tosfos kasha lapella. Yeah. I don't understand Tosfos kasha, because you can say terutzim, but the ganze what bracha do you, what should you make? You're not shaykh some sukkah bichlal. But at least At least it's the same. At least by Chanukah, Roya can sich zustellen zum Menorah, auch die Idee der Rüe von der Menorah stellt dazu, so Toysan gehad der Hava Mina, ich weiß nicht was, also Roya Sukkah should also have some kind of Keshe, er soll keine machen abbrochen. Aber der Shulchan Aruch Paskens, just to finish the Halachas von Roya, der Shulchan Aruch Paskens, also die Paskens der Rashba, in Tov Reish Ayin Vov, Siv Gimel, Paskan the Machaber Mishaloi Hidlik, Ve'eloi Osid Lahadlik Boise Alaylo, not like Rashi, Ve'eloi Osid Lahadlik Boise Alaylo, Ve'gam Ein Madlikim Olof Betoich Beiso, and also Azevi the Rashba, that they're not being Madlik on him at home, Kesheroyen Erchanuke Mevorech Shosan Nisim, Shosan Nisim, Ubeleil Rishoin Mevorech Gam Shechayon. Now the Machaber says, this is what we spoke about earlier. If he was a Roya on the first night, and on the second night or the third night he wants to be Madlik, he doesn't make Shechiyonu. Now, there's a Mordcha in the Sugya. The Mordcha in Chanukah Paskins, a very interesting Shaila. He Paskins not like the Ashba. He paskens like the Rambam, he doesn't bring it from the Rambam, but he says it himself, that if your wife is madlik for you at home, then you're mechuyev to make a birchas aroya. But the Mordcha adds that what happens if you're in a place where you cannot be aroya? Because there's no yidin lighting the menorah. And amela, you're in a place, your wife is madlik at home, you're in a place, and there's no one to be madlik the menorah for you. To see, zok the Mordcha that you're mechuyev to light a menorah, even without a kiyum of adlaka, kedei to make a birchas aroya. And they state in Mordcha. And the Mechaber, in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, paskens this halacha. He paskens, zok the Mechaber, Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Siv Gimel, yeish oimim sha'afo pisha madlikim olav v'teich beisoy, im hu b'mokim sha'im bo yisro, madlik v'brochas, zok the Remo, hago, ki chayiv liris aneiris. On the Makor, the Bir Agoyle says, the Goyim says, is the Mordcha that says that there's a concept of lighting a menorah kedei to be makayim the birchas aroya. Is the Goyim matmiya and the Levush Esrod, others the matmiya on the Shulchan Aruch will leave with the kasha that the machaber paskens in Tov Reish Ayin Vov that you don't paskens like the Ashba. You don't have to make a birchas aroya. You don't make a birchas aroya. And when it comes to Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, he says that your wife is lying for you at home, but when there's no yidin around, then suddenly you have to light the menorah kedei to make a birchas aroya. If you pass like the Ash, but there's no chiv to make a birchas aroya, because loy matzino, somebody who's yoitz in the mitzvah shall be mechuyev to make a bracha. That's the Ashba's taina. That's how the Machaber paskens in Tov Reish Ayin Vav. So Mamela, the Mechaber in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin doesn't stim with the Mechaber in Tov Reish Ayin Vov. Mishnah Berurah paskens la'alocha mikoyach that it suffered brochas lahokul, and Mamela, even if somebody is in a place where there are no Eden, and Mamela, the Mechaber is soisim, he doesn't bring another day he should lie to make a brocha, so the Mishnah Berurah that it suffered brochas lahokul, because in Tov Reish Ayin Vov he paskens like the Rashba, but that you don't do that, and Mamela, you cannot make a brocha. Freilich and Chalak.